Send a movie idea.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, dreamers, and welcome to your very own factory. It's the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where the winner will get exclusive access to the Dream Factory app. It's not only a way of listening back to the entire back catalogue of episodes, which would be value for money at $19.99 in of itself, there's also access to exclusive content like Joel's food diary, which, I mean, that's a lot of content.
Extensive.
It's extensive content. And also, learn neurotic French with John.
Neurotic French?
A great app. Yeah.
I thought you said erotic French, and I thought,
absolutely not. Totally that's wrong. Just French. That's French.
I find otherwise known
as French.
Yeah. I know neuroticism as eroticism. So.
Yeah, neurotic fiction. You love it, don't you? I'm Joel, a man who puts the fox in. Air is made up of oxygen and carbon dioxide, and across from me is John Harris, a man who became so paranoid about eating five fruit or vegetables a day in the mid to late 2000s, he once consumed his own Adam's apple.
Hey.
Hello, John. How you doing?
I don't have an Adam's apple.
Literally, what did I just say?
Yeah.
You were like, I've only had four. It's 11:59. You just tore it out of your own neck. Well, the problem was you kept eating it. It kept falling out of the hole that you just made.
Yeah, embarrassing,
and in the end,
really.
You just put your hand over the hole as you swallowed.
Yeah, all of that.
That's fun.
Before we start this week's episode, I have a corrections corner, as promised last week from the episode we did with Boyd Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I even need to say this one, because I actually feel like it's extremely pedantic. But Luke Owen, former guest on this podcast, got in touch to let us know the, you know, tiny little slight miscorrection that we may have made, that Jim Henson, that we spoke of as being very alive, has been dead for 27 years. But
he's alive in our hearts, that's the thing.
It's 27. It was like yesterday.
Kermit's still alive, right?
I've met Elmo. Oh,
stop showing off.
I've actually met Elmo.
How was he? But I've heard he's a bit of a diva off screen.
Yeah.
Is that right?
He's really horrible, actually.
Bit of a problem with the old booze as well.
No eye contact, but that was fine because I don't really do eye contact anyway.
No,
so he thought I'd already got the brief. But it just turns out I just don't like looking in people's eyes.
How did he arrive when you met him?
What?
Did he just stroll in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he smelled of smoke.
Oh, God.
Tell me. Is it libelous? Can I libel Elmo?
I don't think you can be defamatory of a character, can you?
I don't know. It's a great question.
I mean, you couldn't say, for example, Big Bird's an John, we're here to pitch films, not, you know, guess as to whether people are alive or not. So why don't you hit me with a film pitch?
What about this one from Stevie? Secret agent has to keep a farm quiet to save the world. Silence of the Lambs.
Why is it a secret agent?
Because they're saving the world. Oh, what, you just think a farmer has to save the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more fun, right?
Yeah.
I don't think, like, you can't imagine. James Bond, he can turn his hand to pretty much anything. But farming? I don't know. A farmer? Better.
Because, yeah, there's some fun to be had where it's a bit like Speed, but with decibels rather than speed.
He's got, yeah, okay.
So he's planted, he is doing his little night stroll.
Just a little one. How many lambs has he got?
17.
I feel like this isn't going to be too difficult to keep them quiet.
He's got an entire farm. The pun is just Silence of the Lambs. He's got an entire farm to keep quiet.
I was going
to
say, because also, a lamb's bleat's never that loud, whereas a cow's moo.
Oh, that's in trouble. Really trouble.
You're in trouble.
So
muzzles? Are we talking about muzzles here? But how can it graze? Mm. God, there's so many problems and pitfalls. I can really see why he's stressing so much.
Well, I mean, the first one is the 6 a.m. cockerel.
Yeah.
That's one of the loudest sounds on a far.
Well, classically. That's how you wake up in the morning.
Is it too bleak?
It's an alarm cock.
Is it too bleak to say that he finds out just before the cockerel's about to do his thing and he kills it?
No. That's great. How does he kill it? And so you're telling me he finds out at 5:58. How does he find out?
He sees
phone call.
Oh yeah, because I was going to say until you said phone call, where the terrorist or whatever is the terrorist from another farm, or is it like
a rival farm? No, it's unknown. Yeah, there's not a reveal till the end. He just gets a phone call.
Okay.
I think he can't have the phone call at 6:02, because I'm thinking, if someone called me 2 minutes before my alarm went off and said, if you don't keep everything in your house quiet, it's the end of the world. I'd be like, I don't know if I buy this. I'm not going to act on it in the next 60 seconds.
5:30.
That's enough time to convince
me. Half an hour of panicking.
Half an hour of constant phone calls. Like, I mean this.
Yeah.
And maybe he doesn't shush the cockerel. The cockerel crows. Does a cockerel crow?
Yeah.
Difficult to know, isn't it?
Mm.
And this is literally one of the first things you learn in life. What noises animals make.
No, that's like a vulture.
Sort of a dinosaur.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that.
A cockerel goes cock-a-doodle-doo, mate.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But what do you call that?
Does it really do that, though?
Oh, yeah. You ever been on a farm?
It's like owls don't actually go twit-twoo. They just do one of the noises. You just hear multiple owls.
Oh.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
Don't tell me how many owls I'm hearing.
Yeah. Don't assume my ears.
Exactly. Okay,
I know where you're going with this. So he doesn't believe it.
So he wipes
out
like a field of pigs or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So all the cockerel goes, and it explodes.
Nice.
And then he gets another call and he goes, do you believe me now? Yeah. Punk.
Farmer Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Farmer Joe then, in a comedy caper, runs around the farm trying to tell everyone to be quiet.
Yeah. And I think at the end, it is a lamb that sets off the nuclear device.
Oh, no. And everyone dies?
Yeah.
Good. That's
you like?
I love it, mate. I love it. How about this one? So there's an article on the BBC today that's been sent in by Cameron. And I'll be honest with you, mate. I've had to make some adjustments. But basically, there's an article from Newsbeat pontificating as to why Post Malone's so unlucky. He's really unlucky.
I've seen this.
So he's super unlucky. Like, his he was on a plane and the tyres burst and it was a panic. Then his car crashed. And he has a really bad run of luck. A lot of people are saying it's because when he was on Most Haunted in America, there was some sort of box with scary stuff in.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's haunting him.
And he disrespected it in some way.
Yeah, yeah. He told it to flip off. And so Cameron sent in The Haunting of Post Malone. Now, I'll stop with that, Cameron. The film's called Ghost Malone.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so there is some sort of, like, mumble-rapping ghost haunting Post Malone everywhere he goes and causing bad luck. It's like Final Destination of SoundCloud rappers.
What do these ghosts look like physically? Are we talking about...
They've got face tattoos,
that's my
bad
question.
Hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're not like clouds? Because they're not like Casper, basically.
Little Cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it all about, mate?
What do you mean?
Are we old? I don't get it. Lil Peep, Lil Pump, Lil Xan.
Oh, the Lils.
Yeah.
And Posts.
Maybe he's been haunted by the three Lils. And they're it's the Lil of rapping past. Oh, mate, you are going to love this.
Strap in.
Strap in, kids. Right, so it's the Lil of rapping past.
Yeah.
Lil Kim.
Yeah.
The Lil of rapping future. No, present. That's the order the tense is going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just keeping you on your toes. Lil Pump.
Yeah.
And the Lil of rapping future.
Lil.
Yeah, it's the Lilt. It's the only way it can go is through the double Lil.
Where does Lil Wayne sit on this?
Do you know what? I was racking my brain the whole way through. I think I was maybe chucking him in the present, but I mean, he's not really done anything in a long time.
No.
He'll crop up, don't you worry about it.
Okay,
cool. We'll find room for Lil Wayne.
Lil Bow Wow?
Lil Bow Wow. He is definitely there. He actually plays a dog.
Oh, cool,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, he's talking Post Malone's talking dog.
Oh, great. Yeah.
He calls him Lil Bow Wow. It's great. And so Post Malone goes on a trip through what rapping used to be, what it is now. and what it will be in the future.
Amazing.
And he changes his ways and he comes back with an amazing album.
Yeah.
And the album's in the box that's been haunting him.
And Lil Lil.
Yeah.
Lil Lil is like, he goes to see Lil Lil and Lil Lil's
how
like,
tall is Lil Lil?
And he's like, there's too much mumbling. So yeah. He has to change the course of future rap.
This is great.
And Lil Lil never exists. And that's the happy ending, I think.
Yeah, it is. Because Lil Lil becomes Lil Big. And he really raps well.
Yeah, amazingly.
Yeah, he's so
perfect
good.
Enunciation.
Yeah. But he's still really small.
I really like this film.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it made.
Cool. All right. Another one?
Yeah, Catherine wants to know about the people who do menial jobs in Evil Villain Layers. It's a good question.
Yeah. Austin Powers covered this off pretty well, didn't it?
What do they do?
Do you remember
that?
The first Austin Powers? So in Austin Powers, one of the best jokes, and there's a lot in the original Austin Powers, and I'll stand by that till the day I die. No one's really ever taken me up on it, but if they do, I'm ready to die for
good.
It.
Believe.
But one of the gags is that, you know, obviously they dispense of henchmen left, right and centre in those sort of movies that he's parodying. So whenever he sort of kills a punchman, it shows his like domestic life and like his wife and kids really like crying that he's not there. And
aww.
They show him like growing up and wanting to be a henchman and stuff. It's a really good gag.
Yeah.
So yeah, so but they didn't take it as far as to say, you know,
the janitors.
What's the janitor doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good point. And like people must end up working for evil corporations.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
You know, like they might claim that there's some sort of, because I think I could easily.
But there must be cleaners in Guantanamo Bay.
But they know what they're there. Like, whereas I think the proper like evil villain layers, like the ones inside volcanoes, I think there's a front. I think they pretend they're some sort of tech giant you've never heard of. They look after cloud data.
I can't imagine a tech giant being evil. Not for a second.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I think, because I think if you're doing a job like reception or, you know, being a janitor,
yeah,
you don't need to know what the top of the job.
The people that will be calling up or coming into reception, like someone with a fucking eye patch. Mr. J. Death's here to see you.
Oh, job.
Yeah, good fun, good fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's really great. I would like to know the backstory, and maybe they would like lead a rebellion against the villain. And we wouldn't need a superhero, but it would be me and your
imagine
job
if
people.
You in your day job, you listening, found out that what you thought you were doing.
Who builds that layer?
Exactly.
Who builds the layer? I'm more interested in that. I think you could hoodwink some janitors in.
Mm.
But when you're building the layer and you're like someone, you know, in Austin Powers, again, someone had to put lasers on the shark heads.
Yeah.
That can be for no good. So yeah, you're right. Who's doing that? Who's developing these things?
You're like making...
Why do you want so many trapdoors, for example?
Yeah, and you're making all the offices and all that stuff, and it seems like pretty standard stuff. And then eventually you start like, yeah, building, you know, a trapdoor above the alligators and stuff, and you have to go home, and it's like that Mitchell Webb sketch where you have to turn to your partner at home and say, I think I'm one of the bad guys.
Yeah, I cleaned up a lot of body parts today. Have you got another film for us, John?
Yeah, what about this one from James? Stan and Ollie, someone who's a massive fan of Ollie Murs.
Well, I feel like this is probably achievable.
Yeah,
I reckon there's definitely some Ollie Stans out there.
Yeah, I've actually just realised, because I was thinking, how do we make like a super fan plot, blah, blah, blah. And then I realised, oh, then we're just making the song Stan by Eminem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just for...
Hence the name, hence the Stan.
Yeah.
Bit. Yeah.
There's already a narrative to the Stan concept. Mm.
But this one's got to be a slapstick comedy.
You know, you were talking about mumble rappers and SoundCloud rappers and all the littles, and you were saying it makes you feel old. And I definitely have felt 100 years old thinking... You know, looking at Post Malone and thinking, you're really going to regret those face tattoos when you'll stop being a rapper.
Turn down that racket.
Feels like a real... I also feel a bit old when I think... Fan was already a word. You've made the same length word.
No, I know, but it's beyond being a fan.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I'm a fan of Cool Original Doritos. I don't stan Cool Original Doritos. Chili Heatwave, yes. So you need a word to differentiate these things.
Do you think anyone stans Cool Original Doritos?
Get in touch. Where do you rate them, mate? And I don't want to get into like your limes and all those sort of nitty gritty. But I'm talking blue, orange, red, in order of preference. From worst to best.
Joel and I went to a gig recently, Everything Everything, and earlier in the day, him and a few other mates came round. And we you know, being a real lad, I bought a bunch of Doritos flavors. And one of us among the party, we opened a packet of Cool Original Doritos. And then before that first packet had finished, he just opened another one, even though we had other flavors available.
What I thought of that guy is that he thinks because it says cool on the packet, if he keeps eating them, maybe some's going to rub off, you know? I'm telling you.
And original.
He needs a few more packets of that crisp. That's right, he doesn't listen. Not supportive, mate, but he loves his crisp. Anyway, come on. Blue, orange, red. Order from worst to best.
Oh, I do like the cool original. I actually like them all. I'm going to say, off the top of my head,
worst.
Cool original, then chili heatwave, then the yellow.
Oh,
I thought
you
say
me.
Chili
you
heatwave.
Hilly cheek weave.
Yeah, hilly
it's a
cheek
really
wave.
Hot wig that I wear.
Yeah, yeah.
Write that down for next week. I've done the Doritos trilogy. It's like the Cornetto trilogy, but savory.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, all right, edit all of that out. you're in for a surprise next week. Whew, I've just had a great idea. Good. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Never do I. Do you
Doritos?
Listen?
Do we just talk about Doritos on this podcast? Is that right?
Yeah, the snack cast.
Chipsticks. Oh, yeah. Let's sack this up, mate. Come on, the snack cast. Just eating Chris into the microphone.
Oh, it's way back when it's about someone who's a stan of Ollie Mays. You were saying that you're a stan of Chili Heat Wave.
Exactly. that was a real tangent. A stangent.
Yeah.
Actually. That's if you really love tangents. You can be a fangent, right? You can do a little one every now and again, a little diversion. But if you're a stangent, you're sticking to that diversion as far as it goes.
I imagine
the post ramble of this show is going to be Joel lists crisps.
Imagine being a stangent, like obsessed with going off on tangents. You'd be so annoying to talk to.
You just have tangents upon tangents.
Yeah.
And it'd be very difficult. Yeah.
You'd be impossible to talk to.
Yeah. Can you imagine having something where it's just all about the tangents?
All about the tangents.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you got any more?
Do you want another one?
If that's okay.
I'll give you another one, mate. There's something about Mary Berry.
Yeah?
Don't you think? That's not a film suggestion. A scene from Claire. There's something about Mary Berry.
Yeah? What?
What's the plot of There's Something About Mary?
So we've done There's Something About Mary Poppins.
Mm.
But this is Mary Berry.
Yeah.
It's not Mary Berry, is it? Why has my brain just decided
Your
it's
brain
Mary
makes it
Berry?
Mary Berry. So what, hang on, what's the plot of There's Something About Mary? And what's the plot of Bake Off?
I think it's a lot of people fall in love with her. Including Lee Evans.
Well, a nation's fallen in love with
Mary Berry. Look, the problem is, as always,
she has to get spunk in her hair.
That's the thing. That's ever all anyone remembers that, from
that's
that
problem,
magazine.
Right? And that's what Claire wants us to talk about. Mm. She wants to know which, you know, and also, look, are you a fan of the Bake Off?
No.
I stan Bake Off.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fair play.
And look, they're getting more and more experimental with the things they're putting into these cakes.
Oh.
I'm just saying, it's not long before we get a little spermy sponge. And Mary dives into it head first. Comes out, big quiff. Paul can't say anything, can he? Not to Mary Berry.
What about there's something
Prue
about...
Prue he would say something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about if it is like a family-friendly film that kind of follows the plot without any of the sexiness?
So it's just...
Icing.
Icing, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was my initial thought. But yeah. I thought, funny to talk about spunk, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Always.
I'm a bit bored of jizz. I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I'm over jizz. Well, I'm really over it.
Where are you getting so much jizz?
Oh, don't ask.
You can't move for jizz.
Yeah. Most podcasts are just jizz-based content nowadays.
What are you listening to?
Scroobius Pip.
Yeah.
Serial. Is that...
You missed the obvious
libel?
One.
Have I?
Yeah. My dad wrote a porno.
Oh,
yeah.
There's no such thing as a jizz.
Yeah, you did well there, because I was trying to think of a fun one, and then the reveal was going to be one that I'd never have wanted, but I couldn't think of any. Cool.
do you want another one from me before we move on to our own?
Yeah, right.
This one comes from Flash. Taxi driver. Adam Driver becomes a London cabbie who clumsily tries to use the force to take the long way round and give bigger tips.
How's
Adam
force?
Driver?
Yeah, look.
Adam...
It's a serviceable pun. But how do you use the force to have longer routes? Because I thought you'd only be using the force to make the route shorter.
Oh, you use the force to, like...
create new roads?
Pull up London Bridge. So we've got to do the diversion, mate.
Just quietly doing it down to his right-hand side. That's you're right, mate. That's a big force thing. Because the biggest force thing...
is
no,
the X-Wing.
It's not. No, but it's not. There's got to be, like... You know, later on he kills himself by meditation. You know, that's harder than bringing up an X-Wing. But you're right. The X-Wing thing takes a lot of focus. How much energy is he having to expel to bring up London Bridge? Mm. Wouldn't he better off just bringing the barrier down?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, barrier
also,
down.
Also, is London Bridge... London Bridge isn't one of the ones that goes up.
Is it not? Oh, so, what? Tower Bridge, one of the bridges. Well,
yeah, Tower Bridge, fine.
Yeah.
Don't be pulling up London Bridge.
You have to break
London Bridge. Yeah, and also... No cabbies going south of the river that time of night anyway, mate, so...
What about...
Has that ever actually been in a cab where that's a thing? That's like a famous cab thing, isn't it?
One time I was in Shoreditch, and I was with my girlfriend, and we went to get an Uber to South London, which was going to be pricey,
yeah.
And the driver showed up, and then as he got there, just changed his mind.
So, I recently learned about Ubers. They don't know the destination until you're in the car.
Oh, so maybe that was when he just suddenly disappeared.
Isn't that mad?
Yes.
So, I was in an Uber with this guy recently, and he said that he was in Arsenal once, and fans got in after a game, and they were going to Cornwall.
Did he do it?
Yeah. He got there in the car.
But then also...
It was a 500 quid trip.
I was about to say, it probably was worthwhile.
Yeah, but he had to do 14 hours of driving with his family. That's weird to spend that amount of time with the family, isn't it?
That is fascinating.
Good film idea. Hang on. Cut the bit out. You wait till next week, guys.
This week's going to be very short, though.
Yeah, but worth it.
What else could Adam Driver do using the force to get round London and have to do longer routes?
Just make the meter go up quick.
Yeah. But then, Oh, wait.
How diligently
can't he
do
just
watch?
Do the thing where he waves his hand over them and goes...
40 quid, please.
40 quid. And they'll go, it was 40 quid.
Yeah, there you go.
Move on.
Yeah, that's good. How diligently are you watching a meter when you're in a cab?
I keep an eye on it.
Right, keep an eye on it for the first 3 minutes and the last 3 minutes. So there could be some serious tampering in the middle, I reckon.
Do you think it could go up and down in the middle bit and you wouldn't notice?
Also, when's it going down? What's it based on? Is it time or distance?
Oh, mate, that's a great question.
Isn't that one of the great questions?
Any cabbies listening, please let us know.
Yeah, just sort of lean over and say... Yeah, mate, listen, I have always wanted to know, but I'll be quite sad when I do know, because it's one of life's great mysteries, isn't it? It's like when you find out that the thing on the toaster isn't time.
What did you think it was?
Toastiness. But it is, that is also that, because the longer it's in the toaster, the toastier it gets.
Yeah.
I was like, I like mine at about a four. That's 4 minutes. But it's not 4 minutes, is it?
It's not a minute a digit, though, is it?
So what does it mean? It's arbitrary numbers.
Yeah. Why not?
None of it makes any sense.
Oh, mate.
I think the people that make... the meters and cabs and make toaster timers are the same company.
The Dream Factory. Come for the funny film ideas, stay to question everything.
One for the tangents. Right, John, should we do our own film ideas?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want mine?
Yeah, go on.
Mission is Possible.
Ah. It's a really, everyone
it's a short
so
film.
Far.
It's just a short 5-minute film.
Ah.
And they just crack cute. It. Yeah, it's really easy mission.
Cruise
is in it, yeah. But we could only afford him for 5 minutes. So we had to change the format up quite a bit.
What is a mission that is possible? I mean, most other missions that we don't see in the Mission Impossible franchise.
Yeah, and at what point do they say, we need to get the IMF to do this? Like, they must get a mission, like the FBI or someone.
Mm.
Oh, there's our mission. They must review it and go, nah, this is impossible.
We'll get those guys in. Yeah. And so they must have, due to an administrative error...
One slipped through the net. No, it was, someone didn't want to do it because it was like there last week.
So they just sent it to IMF.
It goes to the IMF. And it's like delivering some post. But, you know, it all goes wrong. Because it has to go wrong.
It goes wrong a little bit, but he still does it.
Yeah.
And I mean, at the beginning, before it's even gone wrong, Tom Cruise is slightly milking it, like parkour and stuff.
To the letterbox. And what he actually does, because it's one of those messages that will self-destruct.
Yeah.
He accidentally steams the envelope open when he's making himself a little pot noodle. And the, and the message self-destructs, and he has to try and piece it together.
That's good. I like that.
Oh, thank you. Favourite pot noodle? Rate them.
This one comes...
The answer's Bombay Bad Boy.
I mean, I'm bringing this one up as mine, but it is actually technically from a guy. I mean, he hasn't atted us, but I assume he meant to.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a typo.
Oh, yeah.
So it's from at Kanye West, he says...
He doesn't really get Twitter.
No, exactly. So he must have missed us, but he says, we're creating a film called Spiritual Telephone.
What I'm really annoyed about is that he's announced this without our permission, because obviously the three of us have been working on this project for quite a while. What do you think Spiritual Telephone's about?
That's why I'm here.
Is it a direct line to the ghosts?
So I remember,
that's what I think of it being.
I remember when I was in Catholic primary school and they would, like, it was a metaphor. Like, you know, praying is like your telephone to God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. Hey. It's free after 7 p.m. and on weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's that. Maybe it's him calling.
Can you call reverse charge to God?
Great question.
Have you ever called reverse charge?
God, if you're listening, get in touch. We can call reverse charge you if you need.
What I thought Spiritual Telephone could be, what my immediate vision was that, you know, those mediums that go around theatres being mediums and saying, I'm getting someone with a T in their name.
Yeah.
And then Terry will stand up. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Someone who's been so successful at that, they've opened a call centre where you call up and they're like, and it's like hundreds of them just churning through these spiritual messages.
So you, all right. You're the call centre. So ring, 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 ring.
Hello, this is Spiritual Telephone. Who am I speaking with?
John.
I'm getting a J. Wait a second. Don't say your name. I'm getting a J. Is it something like Ron with a J in it? Is this John?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, amazing. I knew it was John. They've also got caller ID. John, why are you calling us today at Spiritual Telephone?
I'd like to talk to my old pet hamster that I had as a kid.
Just going
to
put you on hold there for a second. And I'm YouTubing hamster sounds. Now I'm going to a YouTube to MP3 converter. And I find it's really difficult to find one that works because the internet seems to be banning them. Oh. But it used to be a really good one, but you have to choose about 10 now, and there's a lot of ads pop up and everything. And the hold isn't that great, and occasionally you can hear me go in the background.
I really like
it. I'm downloading it because the quality wasn't great, so I'm tidying it up in Adobe at the moment and making it a bit louder. And also, it was only 3 seconds, so I'm really looping it.
I really like the idea. You know, you can actually get it where you can just play the YouTube video through the sound rather than having to do the downloading and cleaning up, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You do that and it just starts playing an advert.
Please skip.
The Nun.
So I come off hold now. Yeah. John, what was your hamster's name?
Max.
I've got Max on the line now.
No way.
And I play, squeak, 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 squeak. And then I hit pause. And
What's he saying?
He's saying he loves you very much. Avenge his death. That's good, isn't it?
I have a conspiracy theory that my mum killed Max.
There you go. We're getting a lot out of this phone call. It's really good, isn't it? This is quite a good idea. It's like Jamster. Do you remember Jamster? Anyway, that call cost you 15 quid.
Oh, great. Yeah.
What's your theory about... All right, stick around for the post-ramble because John's going to spill the beans on the disappearance of Max. This could be our true crime podcast. Shit. Anyway, right, let's rattle through this because that's the exciting thing. I think that just about brings us to the end of the show, John. We need to pick a winner from all of those. I really liked the Ghost Malone one.
Yeah, Ghost Malone.
That was Cameron. Thank you very much, Cameron. You're a really great stand-up guy. Or gal. We know it's the end of the show because there is a knock, knock, knock at the studio door. And entering the room, it's the ghost of a hamster and the ghost of a rapper from SoundCloud. And the hamster's got face tattoos. John.
Hello.
Your mum killed Max. Talk to me. Get some Plinky Plonky Piano over this.
Is that?
Serial, cancel season 3. We've got it right here.
Is it libel to claim that my mum killed a hamster?
No. And you've got theories, right?
Yeah.
You can back this up with evidence.
I believe, I think this is what you have to do because I am not law trained. I believe that my mother allegedly killed my hamster Max when I was a kid. Basically, she gave him some snacks that had garlic in, and you're not supposed to give garlic to hamsters because they're so small and it'll thin the blood and it'll cause them to have heart.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Mm. It probably wasn't, though. You just, you know.
That is very
when you go through
mom.
Stuff like that, you want to lash out, you know?
Yeah.
And find someone to blame. Yeah, and it is very my mum. She's not cooked a meal without garlic since, in honour.
I don't think she'd done before.
No, I mean...
That's a really rubbish honour.
She actually just started reappropriating the garlic application.
Very clever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.